This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. There's been an explosion at a joint U.S.-Iraqi military base in Mosul in northern Iraq. As we've been reporting, the Pentagon says at least 22 people were killed, 50 others wounded. We should caution that it's early and these kinds of casualty figures can change, and it is not yet known how many of the killed and wounded may have been Americans. The blast occurred just hours after the British Prime Minister Tony Blair arrived in Baghdad for the first time. We're going to be talking more about that in a moment, but we will start with this explosion. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is covering these developments in Baghdad. And what more can you tell us about the explosion?
Well, as you mentioned, Steve, it is still very early days, and most of what we're hearing is coming from the Pentagon and not here in Iraq. But what we are hearing is that rockets and mortars hit possibly a dining hall at a forward operating base in the city of Mosul. Among the casualties are possibly both Iraqi National Guard and U.S. military personnel, but again, no specific details have been released. There are regular mortar and rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Mosul and indeed all over the country. This attack, though, is notable not only because of the large number of casualties, but also because it comes after two very large bombings in Najaf and Karbala on Sunday that killed upwards of 60 people, and the killings of three election workers in the capital. Mosul is Iraq's third largest city. It's been extremely volatile of late. There has been some speculation that insurgents from Fallujah, who left during the U.S. offensive there, are now operating in and around Mosul.
Now, this attack, of course, comes during the surprise visit of Tony Blair to Iraq. He's in a different part of the country, in Baghdad, but is there any sign that that was on his mind?
Well, news of this attack came after his joint press conference with Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi this morning. He did say during that press conference, though, that there is clearly a, quote, battle between democracy and terror, acknowledging the volatile situation here. He said that the majority of people want that democracy, but Iyad Alawi gave it a little bit more credence. He said that he expected attacks to continue in the run-up to the elections, as we are indeed seeing they are. Blair came to show his support for the elections and to give a positive spin to what is happening here, but as often happens, events on the ground in Iraq are painting a different picture.
You mentioned Iyad Alawi, the interim prime minister, and some of the things that he said. Were there nonverbal messages that he was sending off?
Well, he did give a press conference to the foreign press yesterday, and it was noted that his mood was very somber. Alawi is usually quite an affable and animated speaker, but he did seem more measured. He looked tired. He was complaining about the pressures and restrictions of the job. It should be noted, though, that he is running in the parliamentary election slated for January 30th, and so he will be running for office again. But he did seem to be affected by the continuing violence here and the pressures of running Iraq.
Thanks very much. We've been talking to NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. She's in Baghdad, and again, repeating the news here, there's been an explosion today at a joint U.S.-Iraqi military base in Mosul in the northern part of the country, and early reports suggest that at least 22 people have been killed in that attack.